Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at September 4, 2023. Please note that all links and emojis were removed from the content for a more fluent experience. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce an Austrian communist and social media personality, Roman GK aka @Jeromanat. He's best known for promoting pro-Kremlin perspective on the Russo-Ukrainian war and for trying to monetize his apparent social media addiction. @Jeromanat belongs to the big three of pro-Russian Twitter analysts slash political commentators, the other two being a Serbian nurse, @200_Zoka, whose account has since been deleted, and German Russia LARPer, @Trollstoy88, who's still pretending to be someone he's not. As much as he would like to be a Serb, Roman is actually German-Austrian and lives in Austria. So, we have yet another Vatnik and fan of authoritarian regimes living comfortably in the West. Why these people never move the countries they so much seem to like? Roman has worked in IT support for a long time, but apparently the business hasn't been exactly booming lately. Perhaps due to this, he started a side hustle of spreading pro-Kremlin propaganda. At the moment he makes around $200 a month, or around 70 cents per hour. What he lacks in knowledge and skill, he makes up with volume. Since 2015, he's tweeted almost 400,000 times, averaging to around 120 tweets/day. He's also in X's subscription program. Fortunately, his partner makes decent money, otherwise he'd probably be homeless already. Roman is a strong supporter of various conspiracy theories. He believes in the most ridiculous Russian lies, including US-funded bioweapons labs in Ukraine, that Ukraine is infested with Nazis, and that the 2014 Revolution of Dignity was an illegal NATO coup. In the Jeroman world, absolutely everything that somehow supports Ukraine or the West is a psyop. Here are some examples of events Roman considers to be psyops: Buka massacre, QAnon, Anonymous, Pentagon leaks, Chinese spy balloons, Ukraine's attack on Kherson, Uyghur genocide, white helmets in Syria, MH17 and Skripali poisoning. He also absolutely despises Bellingcat, probably due to their exposes on Russia's crimes against humanity around the world. In Roman's view, Russia can and will do no harm to civilians or civilian structures, and if they do, it's because the evil Ukrainian Nazis are hiding out in these civilian buildings. Of course, in his twisted world, the evil Ukrainians are targeting civilians all the time. The most disgusting of these alleged psyops is his denial of the Buka massacre. He stated that we did not see a single video showing Russians killing civilians in Buka and that the whole thing was done by AFU. He called the withdrawal of Russian troops from Kherson and Kharkov planned and professional retreats, and before Ukraine recaptured Kherson, Roman was highly optimistic on Russia actually attacking in both of these directions in addition to southeastern Donbas region. He considered the Battle of Bakhmut a designated meat grinder that was supposed to deplete Ukraine of its troops. Recently his focus has been on Robotyne, saying that Ukrainian Air Force is running down a valley secured by RF-held high grounds and will suffer even more casualties. Roman thinks that communism will be the leading world power soon. He's also declared that capitalism has killed much more people all over the world than communism and that you can see that communism works by looking at totalitarian, hyper-capitalist countries like China. Roman absolutely despises NFO, probably because they're the ones who always call on his BS. He calls all NFO members Nazis and supports so-called NFO hunters who report pro-Ukrainian accounts in order to get them banned. He also has a Telegram channel with around 15,000 subscribers. In August 2023, Z supporter Murden E doxed the wrong Pekka Kalioniemi and posted his phone number and a flat he was selling on various platforms. This failed dox was also posted to Roman's TG and is still there. It must feel extremely empowering to dox the wrong people and put them in harm's way. Apparently Roman has also collaborated somehow with the @DD_Geopolitics collective. It's still unknown if this collaboration extended outside of sharing the failed doxing information. Considering that he seems to loathe all Nazis, he talks surprisingly little about Russian Nazis like Alexei Milchikov or Yan Petrovsky of the Ruzich Group or the Russian Imperial Movement. Maybe they're just another Western psyop? All soups. Support my work.